The 2020 outlook for canola appears that acres will remain steady. Northern Canola Growers Association Executive Director Barry Coleman says last year a lot of farmers didn't have the quality issues that other crops experienced.
We do have a few more abandoned canola acres than normal, maybe 2 or 3% versus a normal 1%. So there are some pockets of canola that were abandoned that they may try to harvest in the spring. But overall, yields did very well last year. So a lot of growers are going to stick with canola going into the next year here. Unfortunately, the last month, you know, oilseed complex has really suffered a price drop from different things going on in the global economy. So at the current time, prices are not looking very good for oilseeds, but we're certainly hoping that seasonal tendency will run up this spring.
Coleman goes on to say canola demand continues to be strong. The crush rate in Canada has been running well above the average pace.
In the U.S., we're running a little bit behind our pace from last year, but we're certainly seeing plenty of demand for canola oil. We're seeing more demand in the biodiesel sector as well. And canola is fairly priced compared to competing oil seeds, so the end users should continue strong demand for canola, and we're continuing to see a real strong crush pace, like I said, in Canada. Consuming a lot of the canola that's in the stockpiles.